It's Open Air on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio, streaming live at ijpr.org. I'm Eric Thiel. We've got another great live session for you today. Nashville singer-songwriter Mindy Smith is here. Mindy, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio. Thanks for dropping by on your way through town.
Well, thank you for having us.
You are Nashville known, but not from Nashville, right? You're born in Long Island.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm Long Island raised, somehow found my way down to Tennessee and then wound up in Nashville.
That kind of heritage comes out more when you talk than when you sing, though, right?
It does, it does. My speaking voice sounds nothing like my singing voice, as I've been told before, because I think my speaking voice is slightly more obnoxious. I don't know.
Let's talk about growing up a little bit. I read that school wasn't really the best place for you growing up.
I mean, for me, it was my interests in school and my strengths weren't things that were necessarily encouraged, you know, more. There's been more bookworm kind of like math and science and things that I was terrible at. So I did have trouble, you know, sort of retaining any of the learning experiences because it wasn't anything that I actually was able to sort of comprehend as easily as other people, you know.
What did you like to do?
Music, art, anything that was sort of hands-on and, you know, coloring.
Finger painting.
Coloring, right. Yes.
So did you start making music early on?
I was that kid that would run around making up songs that made no sense. I still do that with my dog. She doesn't understand them either. But I tend to, I always wanted to do music, but I wasn't very encouraged in my school. Actually, my music teachers were really, quite frankly, cruel. But I was fortunate that my mother and my father were very much involved in music. And my mother was a choir director in our church growing up, and my dad was also very interested in music. And so I actually was fortunate there and was able to sort of get my feet and my fill of music like that.
It seems a little weird that for someone who has become so successful as a professional musician that music teachers weren't receptive of what you were doing. Were you just not any talent at a young age or late bloomer or what?
I couldn't figure it out either. I still can't figure it out. I mean, truthfully, I've really moved on from it and grown and actually prepared me for the music business. But, I think children are so vulnerable. And when a teacher is cruel or, evidently you can see how frustrated they are with their gig, you know. There was some incidences that my teachers were just downright just cruel. And not just to me. And there were a couple of their students that they would just focus on. It was really strange to me. Hmm.
Is it true that the first band you were ever in was comprised of stuffed animals?
Probably. I was the kid that played with stuffed animals. I wasn't into dolls, so I did used to take the stuffing out of them and then stuff them back up. I wonder if that's why I'm a vegetarian now.
Mindy Smith is my guest live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is similarly titled, Mindy Smith. Can we hear some music?
Yeah, actually, I'll go ahead and play you my newest single, and then we'll share some other tunes from my past.
Top down and feel the wind go wild. Underneath the moon with the radio on, we can drive around until they play that song. Islands in the stream, that's what we are. So maybe we can find a karaoke bar. We don't need the words, we can make them up. Drink dollar beers and piss the locals off all night. Tending the stars shimmer and shine for us, and the world revolves around our touch, and the sky would fall if we ever gave up this love. Does it really matter wherever we go?
It's Mindy Smith live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, pretending the stars from the new album called Mindy Smith out on Giant Leap Records. We will talk about that record company in just a little bit. Mindy, you mentioned that your mom was a choir teacher. Did you sing a lot with her in church at home?
Yeah, music was always around. We always have, I'm showing my age, but we actually had a record player that was stacked with like six different albums on top of it. And, you know, one would drop. It was always being flipped and changed. And, you know, music has always been such a relative part. I happen to be the only child that's actually doing any kind of music like this. My brother's an engineer minister, too. But, like, that's what he does. His ministry is engineer, which is unusual, I guess, but very modern, I suppose. Mm. But I guess for me, if I didn't have music, I probably don't know if I would have been able to even, because I'm adopted, and just that I wound up being the one to sort of follow through and keep going. It's sort of one of those things that you can't help but do. And I know my guys sitting here right now will tell you the same thing. We've had many conversations about it. It's like, you know, when that's where your heart is, you've got to go with it.
Yeah. You had this relatively unique rise to prominence, fame, whatever name you want to throw out there, after having been invited to include a song or add your rendition of a song on this Dolly Parton tribute album, Just Because I'm a Woman, the song's a Dolly Parton. And the list of artists that was on this disc was, you know, Shania Twain, Alison Krauss, Melissa Etheridge was on it, Dolly Parton did a track,
yes,
and Mindy Smith.
Yeah.
Right?
So random.
And at the time, it was sort of like, oh, yeah, cool. Wait, Mindy Smith?
Yeah.
How did you just have the most connected management personnel in the world at the time, or how did you end up landing that
slot? I didn't have anybody. I was just doing my songwriting and... at the time, just making demos in Nashville with my tunes and my publisher, and you know, I had created a little bit of a buzz, you know, in Nashville doing some writers' nights there for so long. It certainly wasn't an overnight thing for me, in terms of, you know, the effort and the work and the energy that I was putting in there, and the time spent in Nashville, the dues, if you will,
yeah,
still paying my dues, everybody is. And Steve Buckingham was one of the people that had heard my demos. And I had been starting to be approached by other labels at that time as well. But it was just one of those things that was finally a breakthrough for me. It was sort of like that moment that, you know, shifted my gear, you know, and I've just been ever since just kind of trying to maintain it and sometimes keep up with it.
Yeah, well, and it was definitely a breakout, because that track ended up being the standout track on an album with some amazing musicians on it.
It was really awesome. It was, you know, a great experience, and some of the gentlemen that played on that record I'd been using in demos before, but had been, you know, just, they're stellar musicians in Nashville, and that really does help too, the contribution from people like that to bring a song together.
Right. Now, shortly thereafter, your debut album came out, One Moment More. How did those things sort of coincide? Did the Dolly recording and the release of that album come first and then your full-length debut?
Right. That's, I mean, that's how I wound up having an introduction to Vanguard Records and you know, being able to step out and make an album. Didn't have the means to do it before. And the cool thing was that Dolly was gravitated to my version of Jolene so quickly and so intensely that, you know, when I thought maybe I could even ask her to sing on it a little bit, right. And she actually obliged and did that,
yeah,
was just a sort of a christening sort of moment from a person who really should have been celebrated a long time ago for their songwriting, Dolly, and not me, I mean, but that she would take it on as something that she was fully invested in. When I realized Dolly had decided to attach herself to this song and my interpretation of it, it was a great opportunity to ask her, you know, maybe just to sing along with me on my record. And in fact, she did. And we wound up doing a couple programs like late night shows together, like talk those bigger kind of media events and some radio. And she's just been a terrific support ever since. So
Mindy, your debut album comes out, One Moment More, and it's great start to finish. I mean, every song's strong. There are tons of accolades being thrown around about you as this new emerging singer-songwriter. But the sound of the music lands you squarely in this mid-ground between folky singer-songwriter, country music, AAA. The country music world seemed to embrace you very strongly, though, right off the bat. Did you feel like that was the place for you to be?
You know, I'm constantly in an identity crisis anyway. Being from Long Island, I didn't know where I fit in country music. I guess that was my own, me being sort of in my own head. But in terms of like the country music, like music world, I wasn't a huge, you know, out of the gate success. I had a song that did okay and people really embraced it and enjoyed it. And then from there, I was able to build a different kind of a foundation, you know, within different, you know, sort of areas of music, in singer songwriter, folk pop. I'm all over the place. I'm a spaz, really.
Where would you choose to be?
My dream is to write the perfect pop song, but you know, in 1984, right.
So tell me what the year was like for you following the debut release of One Moment More. And you were all over the place, television, on big stages.
It was an unusual thing because you think you're ready for something like that and you really never are, you know. And I had other baggage already in it, you know, we all do. We walk into a life, we walk into a career, we think we're, you know, this is what I want to do. I can't believe I'm not the one doing it. And then finally when and if you're fortunate enough to do it, you're like, I don't know why, where are the brakes for a minute. And I did have a period of time where I needed to stop and regroup and you know, and slow down a little bit, and maybe that was detrimental, but overall, I don't know that I came out and made that big of an impact. I really, honestly, you know, couldn't say either way, because it's, I mean, the evidence to me is just, where's my next song coming from and how am I going to pay my bills kind of thing, you know? So that's where I am.
It's Mindy Smith live on Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. More conversation and live music right after this. Mindy Smith is my guest live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service. The new album is called Mindy Smith. I want to hear another tune, but why don't you tell me who you brought in with you?
I'm sorry. What are your guys' names again?
Terrence.
Rinaldo. We've got Kyle Ryan over here. He plays guitar with me and a number of other artists, but I have him right now, and he's playing with me. He's terrific, and I absolutely, we're having a big old time. And then this gentleman on what we call a cajon. It looks like a box, and some thing on his foot that he's shaking about. This is Mark Passapia on vocals. They're both singing along with me here and there throughout the tours and shows and whatnot. So welcome, guys. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Well, we'd love to hear another tune. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song off of my last record called Stupid Love, but this song's actually not called Stupid Love. This song's called Bad Guy.
Call me, get there and you're fast asleep. Am I just someone you call when you need someone to keep?
It's Mindy Smith live on open air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, streaming at ijpr.org. We'll have pictures from today's live session up on our Facebook page later today. Mindy, is it a comfort for you as a singer to have a guitar in your hand all the time?
It is now. You know, I actually started playing much later in my life. It was more of a survival mechanism because I didn't want to have to depend on anybody to go out and do live music and learn, you know, my way around. So, I mean, I had to force myself when I was around 25 years old, I started playing.
That late?
Yes.
What were you playing anything before that?
I kind of tinkered on the piano, but I don't think it's very convenient.
Doesn't travel well.
It's just, yeah, it's one of those things, and I'm not that good. So I really had trouble, like, coordinating the piano with singing and doing more than one sort of task at a time. And I thought with the guitar I could tackle it all at once, which was learn how to play and sing together, and then I might actually be able to do it. And the other thing was the writing thing. So it all just sort of, I mean, think that that's the only way I would have been able to do this because it was definitely, I was diving head in, you know, from, I had no idea how to play a guitar. Yeah, it's sort of one of those things. But.
And Nashville is still home for you?
Nashville is definitely home. I like it there. It's been a great place for me to meet like these guys. And yeah, actually Mark over here is kind of from my territory up in the Northeast. And he's a New Jersey fellow. He's transplant there. And Kyle's from Nebraska. You know, being in Nashville has definitely created an environment for me to learn in a way that's definitely more organic. Like I was saying earlier, that's the best way for me to latch on and learn and figure stuff out is just getting in there and doing it.
Yeah. So this is now, the new album is now album 5, if you include the Christmas album.
Yes.
And it's
correct.
Called Mindy Smith.
It's called Mindy Smith.
Why?
Very, very deep.
Why now? Why album 5? Why is that one called Mindy Smith?
Well, this album is independently. I'm doing this album independently. I decided that I needed to change my, what's the word I'm looking for? My structure, the things that I was doing weren't working for me anymore. And you know, even down to just kind of holding back for a couple years with publishing and just getting a little leverage, finding my way. And it was something that presented itself to me a little early, and I was able to sort of jump on that, you know, train there. It's not even that a train, it's just the way the industry is going. There's been so many huge shifts in the economy in general, and especially entertainment. There's just no way to know, you know, even you could have a label with a big money behind something and something still not go anywhere, you know.
So Giant Leap Records, is this you or
yeah.
is this you and friends?
My label is Giant Leap Records, and then it's a co-venture with my management, and also they've started a record label just to do this with me, and they're called TVX. And I think it's a great partnership. We've really actually been kicking butt out here, you know, considering we don't have a big, huge budget, and we're coming along the road, talking to folks like yourself, and you know, it's just been really inspiring for me.
And the art things come back again now too, right?
Yeah, you know, there's I wish I could take credit for the photograph in itself, but those are pieces that I've collected over the years, and there is actually one of my paintings in the background that you know, I've not done that before on a project. I've not actually shared a physical, you know, version of my works with people, and I guess to me it's always sort of taking a back seat. You know, it's one of those things, like, I think it's okay. I don't know. I think it's pretty. I like those colors I just put together. But,
you know, one of the themes that was on your debut that was talked about a lot was the loss of your mother back in, I think, 1991, and how it showed up in rather poignant songs on that. And you've gone back and revisited that topic on the new album, but in a different way. It's a different story now, isn't it?
Yeah, I find myself, and I think only people who have lost somebody would understand what I mean when I say, you know, they come back. They do come back and visit. My mom has visited me. I've just been in a dream state or whatever. But I'm not happy to see her. I'm angry with her when I see her. I'm angry that she's gone. Mm. You know, that she took off. So this has been a shift for me. I needed to change gears in my thought process for my healing. And instead of, you know, holding on to why did you leave? Even though in my daytime I wasn't irritated, but in my, you know, my processing state. So I've really just had to sort of shift gears and realize, you know what? I know she had to go, but still. So I think that's what this newest record has a song that references, you know, I'm letting you off the hook kind of a thing. I've been pretty hard on her for leaving, not intentionally. Yeah. But.
Almost 10 years ago, in an interview that you did at the time, you said, and I'm going to paraphrase it, that looking out 10 years, you want to build a following, you want to be able to go out and have an audience, write a new song every now and then, you'd like to see a lot of your friends excel through the resources and contacts that you have, people that you believe in, that you'll maybe be able to help out some folks along the way and make their life a little bit easier than it was for you. So 10 years have gone by. How's that going?
It's still going. I am thankful, and I have been able to, but you know, it's not just me that's helping my friends. It's everybody, you know, the people that I've surrounded myself with. We're all just loving making music. And if I have a resource, yeah, I share it. You know, I think it's really important to say, okay, well, for example, there was an artist that wanted to work with somebody that I knew, wound up over the years coming to know quite well. And because of that, I was able to put those two folks together, and they hit it off. I'm kind of jealous a little bit. But I mean, the thing is that's how, I mean, that's the only way these days. It's like, you got to support your friends. You've got to support mom and pop. And otherwise we're just a big old giant Fall Mart.
Yeah.
I was trying to change the name of it.
Successfully.
Did you like that, Mark?
Successfully.
Thank you.
So you've now got Walmart. A new album that you're out touring in support of. You've got a new record label that is yours. How much day-to-day are you involved in with that?
I'm in it every day.
Really?
This is, you know, but I will tell you this. I'm still able to, you know, be an artist. And I think that that's something that was really important to me and why I held out so long. You know, finding the right people to work with on this that would appreciate the fact that, you know, I can be out here. I need a hand with logistics and all that stuff. I don't want to have to think about logistics and how I'm getting to where I'm going. And but I promise, you know, on my end that I'm going to do the best that I can with the things that I do know how to do. And so the artist thing for me is I'm living the dream. It's, you know, it's a tailored dream, I suppose,
yeah,
for me. And I think that it's a people don't realize the road is hard. It's hard. It's a hard place to be, but it's also can be so rewarding. And the end result of having a great performance or a great conversation in the vehicle, like we've been having, or just bonding, and I think those outcomes really just make it all worth it. You know, the ick part, which is traveling, the getting
there,
is not my favorite. But the scenery today was ridiculous, so we couldn't really complain about that.
Yeah. It's Mindy Smith, live in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is also called Mindy Smith. Do we have time for one more?
Actually, I'm going to share with you guys the song that was one of the songs off my first record, and probably the only one that did very, very well besides, you know, the cover I did of Jolene. This song's called Come to Jesus. To Jesus and let him hold you in his arms.
It's Mindy Smith live on Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, also streaming online at ijpr.org. The new album is also called Mindy Smith, out on Giant Leap Records. Mindy Smith, thank you so much for taking some time out and spending it here with us.
Well, what a beautiful environment, and thank you for having all of us.
And best of luck with the new album.
Appreciate it. Thank you.